make, but it was a tremendous amount, so much more than you just generally would make, you know, taking very, all kind of pains with it, and doing just like the book said, and all that kind of stuff. But Papa was a real good farmer. Everybody said he could make a living on a rock if you put him out. But he just did a wonderful job with the kids, I know that.
Can you remember all their names?
Oh, yes. The oldest one was Tom. And he was named after my daddy's daddy. And then there was Rob. I'll name the boys first.
Okay.
Tom and Rob and Ed and Fred and William and Charlie and B.I.
B.I.?
B.I. Biving Isaac. Now, he was the last one, and he was named after my daddy. He was the last boy. And the girls were Cora and Jane and Grace and Alma and Lillian and Vera. Now, there's just supposed to be six of them. I don't know how many I named, but there were seven boys and six girls. And the funniest thing about that, there was six blue-eyed and six brown eyes. Now, that's just 12.
Uh-huh.
But now, I don't know which one. William died before I was born. I don't know the color of his. But I know that she raised 10 to be grown. Mm-hmm. 10 to be grown. Well, she raised more than that to be grown. She raised 12 to be grown. She lost William.
Uh-huh.
That's the only one, because I remember all the others.
And quite an accomplishment.
Yes.
All on the farm.
Uh-huh. Well, no, not all on the farm, because, well, yes, I guess it was on the farm, too, because he didn't move to town until after I married.
Uh-huh. And you were, what, 15?
Oh, I was 16, and just a little over. My mother was only 15, and she married. But I was 16 and about two-thirds, I reckon.
How did you meet your husband?
Oh, well, I had a brother that lived just above where they lived. They lived in the lower house, in one of my daddy's houses. They lived in my daddy's house, and my brother lived in the other house just above where they lived.
Uh-huh.
They were living in town, my husband was, but their daddy had a breakdown and they had to get out. Mm-hmm. And so they moved out. This is just on the outskirts, and they were going in business out there. And so I was staying with my brother going to school in town. My daddy still lived in the country. Mm-hmm. But I had gone across the road, just the house just above where we were staying, to use the telephone. And I walking down from the hill, you know, mm-hmm. and he was standing on this porch. They had rented my daddy's store, too. Mm-hmm. And they were standing on the porch. He was my husband now. And he looked up and he said, "Well, who is that fat little girl coming down that hill?" And so he said he never sees me unless he thinks about it.
Y'all been married how long now?
56 years. But I just passed on by, you know, and he looked at me. I went on down to my brother's, and which was just next door to the store.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was about a half a block in between the store and the house. And so he had to pass by in front, you see, going to his